Hurricane Helene was a wake-up call on preparedness. Many realized how vulnerable they were without water, food, power, and are now taking steps to protect themselves. At Common Sense Retirement Planning, we have specialized in financial prepping for more than two decades. We've created a Common Sense Retirement Roadmap to help you achieve the safe and secure future you envision. Go to our website, csrp.info, for an appointment. Remember, common sense is what defines us.
Securities offered through Madison Avenue Securities, LLC, NAS member FINRA SIPC. Investing involves risk. All guarantees refer to insurance products, which are backed by the claims-paying ability of the issuing company.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better over
here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Good morning, Lee.
Howdy there, Tara.
And I know you know this, but the breaking news that several schools in Greenville County have been added to the state's list of underperforming schools.
Yeah, there was that report that came out. I believe there were five schools that were mentioned there. Yeah.
So this is new. They're now underperforming Alexander Armstrong Elementary, Alexander Elementary, Duncan Chapel Elementary School, Hollis Academy, and Tanglewood Middle School. Tanglewood in particular has had a lot of problems after bullying there resulted in one 12-year-old just executing another one with a gun in the hallway. Again, he had walked around with tucked into his pants all morning. It's caused a lot of problems. And, you know, what's remarkable about Greenville County schools is there really is this huge disparity between schools. We also have several, you know, top five in the state schools in this district, top 10 in the state schools in this district. And I know for my family, as we had the resources to do it when the kids were little, I mean, we magneted into one of those schools because my kids are going to get the best, right? That's how I am as a mom. I'm going to find a way to make that happen. And, you know, we would drive them, you know, 20 minutes each way every morning to go into that school and get the best education possible. Not all parents can obviously do that. I mean, most parents can probably do it, but we did it. And there was a lot of sacrificing involved with it. And because that particular school, Oakview Elementary, which is just was a wonderful place for them to grow up. That particular school was at the time number five, number six in the state, and just super smart kids, best teachers you could get, because good smart kids from good families attract good teachers, and it just kind of snowballs down, you know, the hill like that, like in a good way, but it can happen in a bad way too. Schools with bad reputations have a harder time getting teachers. Those kids suffer. So, I wish there was an answer to this, because there are vastly different levels of education in this county. I mean, you look at an Oakview, and I don't mean to just talk about that one, or Riverside. I mean, you're talking about an almost private school level of education versus other schools that are, you know, now being listed as underperforming. So kind of age old question, Lee, like, how do we make it fair, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that's there's so many factors that go into this, because you're talking about the economic and sociocultural background of the geographic area that those schools are in.
Yep.
The ethnicities, the, you know, all kinds of things that go into that. So, you know, and I'm not making excuses for anything or trying to point fingers. I'm just simply saying there's a whole lot of different factors that go into that. And also sometimes the underperforming label sometimes gets a little bit exaggerated as to how bad it is.
Mm-hmm.
Because the way that they judge how schools are performing, if you don't see an increase over the previous year's score, you're considered underperforming. Which sort of doesn't make sense, but I get the fact that you want to see everything be getting better, and even if you attain a goal, to exceed it the next time. But sometimes that underperforming moniker gets a little bit you need to put it in context. Once again, I'm not defending this. And yes, if there are schools that are not doing as well as others, obviously you need to be working toward that. But there's a whole lot of factors that go into that. And I know that you've been talking about the bullying situation and sad story that you had yesterday with the mother that is dealing with that. But, you know, it's difficult for parents. It's difficult for legislators. It's difficult for students and difficult for parents.
One of the great things that we have in the county, and this is kind of why I brought this up, that I want to mention it because I've watched it, is that registration for the Greenville County Schools virtual program has just opened. You can register for that. In fact, they need you to register for it now if you're even thinking about it, because they need to staff it for next year. This doesn't mean you have to absolutely commit to doing it. But if you're, you know, you can change your mind. It's not like a concrete thing. But, you know, my children have gone through there. They've absolutely loved it. And one of the things I've seen in virtual is kids from underperforming schools, and particularly after Tanglewood, after the, quite frankly, murder in the hallway, there's a lot of kids from there said their parents went, we're done. We're out of here. And they ended up in the virtual program. There's a lot of kids from poor neighborhoods and poor backgrounds who are great students and want to escape, and they use the virtual program for that. The virtual program has been absolutely excellent for my kids. They've thrived in it, and it really saved one of my sons academically. He is now a straight A honor student, which we never thought was going to be possible for him. And I'm not going to go into how that is, but it really is a different approach to teaching. They love it, and I always have a lot of parents say, "Well, you know, my kids do school activities, so I can't do that." No, you absolutely can do that.
Yeah.
You can do it at your home school. My kids do. I mean, my children play varsity sports. My children are in all kinds of school activities. That's where their friends come from, the public school. And so it's always confusing people. Aren't they in virtual? Why are their friends all from public school? Because they do all the activities. They just do that. They just don't go during the day. And there's so many amazing things in the virtual program. In fact, my son wanted to thank the school board for it. So I took him to the school board meeting. He wrote his own speech and he gave a speech to the school board thanking him for the virtual program. So
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Excellent.
Which was kind of funny because, you know, when we showed up together, I guess I got recognized, and I think they thought they were going to get yelled at. And
well,
they had this, like, you know,
I can't imagine why, Tara.
Yeah, and no, he just wanted to thank him for how well he's doing now.
They didn't bring in the SWAT team.
No, they didn't.
Okay, good.
So it's, you know, and so if your child is struggling with bullying and just needs a cooling off period, if your child is not thriving academically. And, you know, one of the things I see, there are a lot of, quite frankly, African-American kids in the system who fled underperforming schools who are good students.
Yes.
And it's funny because it's kind of in my youngest son's world. He said to me before, you know, that the black girls are the smart ones in his world.
Yeah.
And that's because you see the grandparents in the background on the screen. They are with their grandparents. Mom is working during the day, and they are academically thriving because they've gotten out of some of these schools. There are classes that are offered in virtual that you can't even find in our regular public schools. In fact, my son was considering going back to public school, which he can go if he wants. We don't make him. My kids do it by choice. And come to find out, some of the classes he wanted to take weren't even offered. At the high school, and he finally went, yeah, I can't do that. I got to stay. So it's great. I would just consider it. It's an option. Look, if you're a parent and you can, you know, one of you is home or can work from home, it works great. But virtual is portable. So, you know, there are parents who take their child to work with them. They may work in an office, one or two people. The boss is cool with it. Kid sits in the back. And, you know, one of the things I would love to see happening, too, is I really wish that churches would get into this. As well, that, you know, you can have volunteers who are kind of proctoring. Kids can go to school with kids from their church using this program. I mean, it is so flexible in the things that it can do. are unbelievable.
Well, the problem with that that you run into is that the liberal progressive secularist will fight that every tooth and nail all along the way, because they will say that that is an imposition of, you know, religion into the state education system.
Well, I mean, kids go to school at church with their I mean, because my kids take their laptops all over the place for virtual. I mean, they're very mobile.
I am all about options and competition. I'm a firm believer in public education. My wife and other family members are involved in public education, and I do think it has its place, and it is a valuable choice for many families. But there are other choices, and those choices should be there. And those choices should be allowed to have the tax dollars that we have go with those children. Because I'm sorry, I don't buy the thing if you allow public tax dollars that are taken for education to be allowed to educate a child that's not necessarily in a public school. Well, wait a minute. Don't tell me that that's taking money out of the state because that child is not in the state system. If they're not in the state system, how can you say that moving that dollar with them to another issue is taking money from the state? It's not.
No, and again, Lee, I just want to let people know there's an alternative out there. And a lot of people think, oh, that's COVID school. Oh, no. The principal has done an amazing job of innovating, using technology to help kids. And the cool thing about the virtual school system that I absolutely love is that there's almost no regulation of it. It escapes. It jumps a lot of these regulations.
Similar to the charter school system.
Exactly. Yeah. So there's so many reasons kids are in school. There are a lot of kids who've been bullied that are in virtual that just need that escape valve from the system. So it's there for you. And I want to let parents know that. A lot of parents are like, wow, I wish I could get my kids out, but I can't afford private school. Well, it's free. It's excellent. My kids have all thrived in it. I have my son is, if you're in virtual, your class rank comes from the high school you would attend. So you're ranked against them. I mean, he's 6 in his class. He is absolutely killing it. He's gotten 2 perfect scores, 1 on the state math and 1 on the state science test. So it is extremely academically rigorous, and it's just great. So I just want to give a shout out for us. A lot of parents don't know that's out there. And I know somebody sitting in the car today is going to go, oh my gosh, that's the answer. That's what I've been looking for. And I wish I was talking to the mom of Kalia Turner yesterday. Kalia Turner, she did the interview here, and you know, she faced that terrible question. Her daughter was being beaten at school, was being bullied, including, she says, by teachers, and she actually considered quitting her job to try to keep her daughter home, and she ultimately said, no, I gotta work. And I'm just let a mom know this is out there. If there's a way you can find to make it work.
Now, there are choices. They may not be easy choices.
No, they're not easy choices.
And they may not be easy to accomplish, but there are choices.
There absolutely are. And again, you can go right on participating in all activities, clubs, sports, whatever you need at your homeschool. So, registration is open. And I would just encourage you to check it out, watch the videos about what it's like. It is nothing like it was during COVID, which was a disaster. That was kind of on the fly. But it's a really innovative principle, and I love the stuff they're doing. And it's just one other option. I especially want to let parents know, and there's a lot of people on text line right now who are like, yeah, my school's, you know, it's really weak, it's really bad. Get your kid out. There's another option. And well, you know what else I love, Lee? The classes are very small, especially in the gifted parts of the program, and they get like super personalized attention.
And that is the key to whether you're talking about a gifted child or whether you're talking about a child that has special needs or whatever.
Yeah.
That's where the money should be going, to reduce the student to teacher ratio to as low as we can possibly afford, because that individualized teacher attention to the individual student, that's the key to a successful education.
And it's been amazing too, again, because like my gifted child, but my other child who struggles, have both thrived in this program. And I mean, that to me is a sign of success. So I'm not saying that's the only I just want to let people know it's out there and registration's open. So just check it out. Not going to lose anything. If you decide at Christmas, hey, this is not for me, that's okay. But go ahead and reserve your space. Check it out. It takes 5 minutes.